Listen here, you beautiful bitch. I'm about to fuck you up with some truth.
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who smells?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Uneducated Humor. I'm Arnold. I will be doing this show by myself today. It's basically just a catch-up show, just to kind of let you know what's going on and basically where we've been and what's going on and what's going to be happening, you know, in the hopefully near future. Now, we haven't really been able to put out any episodes because, honestly, Chance lives far away and I would hate to have him drive down to my house just to record when, you know, because a lot of time goes by between when I see him. So usually if I see him, I kind of just want to hang out and not really have that kind of pressure to put on a show. And to be honest with you, fucking prepping for a show is not as easy as it used to be. Like, I can literally tell him, like, hey, what do you want to talk about? Jot it down and then come up with it. Now, it's kind of hard to, like, find time to find clips or think of ideas and all that stuff. Because I have, you know, I have three kids now. I have a baby girl of my own. She's about a year and 4 months now. That's Layla. And I have my two kids, my two stepchildren. And like I said, I mean, Chance is far away. And the last thing I want to do is have him drive down just to record. So if I see him, I'm going to want to hang out. And the reason why I haven't really been recording with Lupe is because he's been busy working. Like, you know, he has a daughter of his own. He just bought a house, so he has a mortgage to worry about. You know, last thing he has time to do is worry about putting together a silly fucking podcast with his buddies, you know. So like I said, when we all hang out, it's literally just a hangout. And the last thing we have in mind is, like, wanting to podcast. And as far as Elaine goes, we've actually had total opposite schedules, work schedules. She actually works nights now, so we basically barely see each other as it is. I'm literally saying good morning and she's saying good night, like, at 5 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I have a job that kind of takes up a lot of my time. I'm a truck driver, so I work like 13 fucking hours a day, and then I gotta come home and be a full-time dad. So the last thing I can fucking do is put together a show. So between, you know, when I first had my daughter, you know, between having a newborn and working those long hours, like, I literally have no energy. But between having a child and stepchildren, it's fucking difficult, honestly, man. Having, between having a child of my own and having stepchildren has to be probably the hardest thing. Not hardest thing, but it's a little bit harder than having my own child. And not themselves is difficult. It's actually putting up with their idiot dad. Now, the kids are great. Like, the kids are fucking awesome. You know, they look up to me as a dad, and I look at them as if they're my own. I treat them like if they're my own. The difficult part is having an idiot for a fucking dad. And as you know, I have an idiot for a fucking father myself. Matter of fact, it's been a year and a half, and he hasn't even bothered to see his granddaughter. It's no big deal. So Elaine and him would have their little spats and everything, and for the most part, I kept out of it because, you know, they have history. They've been together longer than I have been with her. And I just chose to have some respect and, you know, kind of keep my distance and let them have their little spats and stuff. You know, that's part, you know, part of the separation. Of course, they're going to have their spats over raising the kids and, you know, just time with the kids and stuff like that. So, you know, I kept my nose out of it. It's actually when Elaine got pregnant, he kind of crossed the fucking line. And then I had to basically go to his house and straighten him out. By straightening him out, what I actually meant is I actually went down there just to basically have a fucking bro down. It's the stupidest fucking thing ever. Now, I'm not like some big fucking dude where I'm a big guy, but I'm not like this kind of guy that has to like prove that I'm fucking badass or anything like that. Like, for the most part, I try to keep my cool with him, and I kept my cool with him. It's just when he crossed the fucking line. Now, Elaine was pregnant with my daughter, and the last thing I'm gonna do is let some little fuck talk shit to my fiance, especially when she's carrying my baby, you know? So I went down to his house and basically had a bro down with him. And if you listen close, that actually the UH mics are actually there.
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
Sup, bro?
Take a swing, bro.
Right here, bro.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you, too.
Okay.
So yeah, so we're having a mean old fucking bro down. And, you know, he's a little guy, so he's got to puff himself up and, you know, make these fucking threats. And I'm a big fucking dude. And it doesn't sound stupid, but, you know, I'm from L.A., so I'm used to, like, the whole shit talking, and no little fuck is going to intimidate me, especially some guy from fucking Montclair. Yeah, so we just basically had a bro now, you know. You know, I threatened to kick his ass or whatever, and it got to the point where it got really gay. By that, I mean, like, you know, we were insulting each other, not really insulting each other, but we were just like, well, what are you going to do about it? And he's a little guy, so I was like, dude, I fuck little bitches like you in the ass. I felt like I needed to say that because it was like the most emasculating thing ever, you know? So yeah, it got pretty gay after the bro down. It just got awkward, and I'm like, alright, I'm going to leave now. So the other hard part about being a parent is dropping old habits. For example, beating my meat is a whole new different challenge on its own. I used to just be able to beat off, no, not even beat off, I used to be able to just turn off the lights, put on some music, you know, some R. Kelly's Bump and Grind, and then I would just actually bump and grind with my hand, grab a dirty sock, bust into a dirty sock. Now I actually have to do it in the shower, and it's pretty sad. You know, I live with, three or four other people, so every time I'm about to, you know, about to get my bump and grind on and dig down my hand, you know, there's a fucking knock at the door like every 30 seconds. So it kind of kills the whole moment of like, yeah, I'm gonna beat my dick. And I actually have a pretty funny story about jerking off. I don't know if there's ever any funny stories about jerking off. I have this Bluetooth speaker, and every now and then I like to listen to music while I'm cooking. And, I connected my phone to the speaker. You know, I'm playing some music and stuff. You know, a half hour later, it's time for me to dig down my hand. So I, you know, jump into the shower, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to beat my dick silly. So I'm flipping through, you know, go to ugis.com, and I look up big sucking and titties. Now, I look at the video, and I can't hear anything. So I'm thinking, oh, shit, well, I just got to turn up the volume. So as I turn up the volume, I hear loud moaning coming from the kitchen, and all I hear is Elaine saying, really? Really? And needless to say, the kids heard it, and I was pretty much in the doghouse. But, yeah, speaking of big old succulent titties, when my daughter was first born, I gained a shit ton of weight. Without really realizing it, actually. One day, I kind of just looked at myself in the mirror as I was getting out of the shower and kind of said to myself, man, you got a fucking set of hooters, dude. Man, you got a big set of hooters, man. If you were ever to go to jail, not only will I have to worry about my fucking pretty mouth, now I gotta worry about my big succulent titties. I mean, the next thing you know, some Bata locals are running a fucking train on my big old titties, you know? I don't want that. I don't need that. So I kinda had to shake it off. It was actually one day in particular that made me want to actually lose weight. And it was when my daughter's about like 5 months old, she actually tried to breastfeed on me, or I don't know what you call it, latch onto me. It's actually pretty fucking sad, you know, because my daughter's innocent. She doesn't know any better. She doesn't know, like, oh, these big old titties don't have milk in them. And the funny thing is, like, Elaine was actually recording, so it was actually video of that. Maybe I try to post it up on YouTube or something like that and tweet it out or something. But yeah, it's actually a funny video if you want to go check it out. So, you know, needless to say, I had some habits I needed to change. I needed to lose a little weight, you know. Don't get me wrong, I'm still fucking fat as shit, you know. But, so speaking of these habits, so, you know, I gained a shit ton of weight after the baby, and I had to go and try to lose some weight. And, you know, I worked out, and I lost some weight and everything, but there was, like, these couple extra pounds that I couldn't get off. So I figured, fuck it, you know, I'll try this, I'll try anything, you know. I'll fucking try cocaine or whatever, you know, try meth head, but I end up being the fucking fattest meth head ever. So I went to, I was actually talking to my mom, and she was telling me, like, look, if you're trying to lose weight, you probably just have to take a big shit. Go to the 99 cent store, they have this tea, it's called dieter's tea or something like that. Now, you brew it, and you drink, okay, so you brew it, you drink it, and then, like 4 or 5 hours later, it kicks in, and it makes you take, like, a massive shit. So one night, I drank it, and I figured in the morning, get up, take a shit, and go on to work, no big deal. Now, at the time, I was actually carpooling with my buddy of mine. So, part of this tea, it makes you have to go shit. So, I took a dump and, you know, I got in my car and it took off. Now, it makes you have cramps and it makes you feel like you have gas. So, here's the thing. You're either going to, you know, you let one rip, but you're basically gambling on a fart. So, you know, you might go, you know, you might equine out, you know, or you might let one of these out, like. And once you hear that, you know you're in trouble. So I'm you know, driving on my way to work to go pick up my friend, and I decided to gamble on a fart, and this happened. Yep, you guessed it. I fucking shit myself.
I pooped my pants.
So I had to pull over. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, so the sun wasn't out. So I had to pull over on the side of the road, take off my underwear, and fucking check those fuckers out on the street. Yeah, it's a pretty sad fucking moment. It's a pretty sad fucking moment. But don't, you know, don't fucking judge me. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys have had an accident. Like a oopsie daisy, but it's more like a poopsie daisy. You know? And this is going to be the first time that Elaine's heard this story, so sorry, baby. Your fiance and your baby daddy shit himself on the way to work. And the funny thing was, like, after picking up my coworker, I had to drive past those fucking underwear that I just threw out the window. That was pretty embarrassing. So, I don't know. I'm sorry. I just kind of fucking rambled on. The first thing I said to myself when I was like, you know what, fucking, I'm going to come back and, you know, just do, like, a little catch-up and stuff. Not catch-up, but, you know, kind of let you know where you guys are at, where I'm at. You know, I kind of just thought to myself,
Don't screw this up, fatty.
This is going to be by myself. I'm actually doing this shit by myself. I'm nervous as shit. I'm, you know, hopefully you guys dug it. I realize that, you know, I'm doing this show by myself and I'm probably rambling on. And if you're still listening, kudos to you or the people that are probably saying to themselves,
fucking thing sucks.
Now, the plan is to start recording again with Elaine because we kind of just said to ourselves, like, why don't we record? You know, we have all this shit here. You know, you have mics. So what you have to do is just fucking put the kids to bed early. And, you know, just put an episode out there. So that's the plan. That's what I want to do. And then, like, I want to get on a regular schedule. So if I can't record with Elaine, then what I want to do is put some episodes out there by myself. Now, it's not going to be me rambling on like a fucking douche. And I kind of sound like a fucking douche right now, but on the next episode,
I'm going full douche.
And I'm, you know, like I said, if I can't do it with Elaine, I'm probably going to do some stuff by myself, but I'm going to have segments and stuff like that, and I want to bring back some of the old shit that I was doing. You know, like a random tweet from a black dude, or I'm still going to do the news splash. I'm still going to do some other shit. Like, I want to, like, make it fun, you know? And I hopefully would like to do some more interactive shit. You know, tell me your fucking poop stories, or tell me your fucking funny stories of being a parent or whatever. And I know, like, it went from being, like, boning chicks and telling each other disaster stories and stuff like that. But, you know, shit changes. I'm fucking 32 now. And I have kids, and most of my fucking comedy now comes from being a fucking parent. And I have a ton of stories. And I know you fuckers out there probably have a ton of stories too. You know, some of you guys may not like the fucking direction that the show's going to go in. But I guarantee you, we're still
going full douche.
We're still going to go full douche. And I just wanted to put something out there, you know, and kind of say, hey, you know, we're back, and there is a plan. And the plan is to start putting more content out there. I have big plans for this show. I've always had big plans for the show. Like, I've always wanted to have my own website of, like, uneducated humor and hopefully had some, like, funny shows on there, you know, to kind of push out, you know, have a little hub for comedy podcasts and comedy podcasts that I would actually like. And I actually was trying to put together a website, but that kind of fell through. And, you know, I wanted to do some other stuff, like, put out, like, I had uneducated humor stickers. Like, I ordered a shit ton of them, and I just never handed them out. What I wanted to do was just, like, hey, have you guys hit me up, leave a review on iTunes, and I would send you guys some stickers and stuff like that, you know? I made some t-shirts, and, you know, I handed them out. I did, like, a little giveaway contest, and I gave them out to, like, the first two or three people that hit me up for them. And that was really fucking cool, because I got to see pictures of, like, people wearing my shit. So eventually, I would like to, you know, give out some stickers and make some t-shirts, maybe sell the t-shirts, give some away every now and then. But I still have big plans for this show. And now that I actually have some time, I'm trying to carve out some time and just kind of simplify it and just put shit out there, whether it's going to be with me and Elaine or just me by myself. I just want to put shit out there for you guys to listen to, you know? Like, it felt good to hear, like, fucking feedback from you guys. So hopefully, you know, this will kickstart my ass. You know, I have a bunch of shit that I would love to get to. But instead of rambling on, what I decided to do was record a quick segment with Elaine, and it's called The Guessing Game. Now, The Guessing Game is, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of a segment that I heard from another show where they, for example, this one's called Sex Moves, and Elaine would basically have to guess whether, it's called Sex Moves or Wrestling Moves. And Elaine would have to guess whether it's a sex move or a wrestling move. But here's the catch. I had $20 to offer. So each answer, I know, baller, right? For each answer that she got, it was 10 questions. So each answer she got right, she would get $20. And I would have to eat this thing called a Bean Boozled. Now, Bean Boozled is a jelly bean. And you're either going to get a good flavor or you're going to get a nasty flavor. So for everyone that she got right, I would have to eat one. And it's basically a gamble. You're either going to get a good one or a bad one. Or the one she gets wrong, she's going to have to eat. So I did a segment with her and then hopefully you guys dug it. Sorry for rambling on. I know you're probably thinking to yourself,
why don't you make like a tree and get the fuck out of here?
But I am. And we'll come back. I'm going to take a quick break and come back with that segment and then wrap it up after. All right, guys. Welcome back from the break. I have a special, not special guest, because you've been on the show before.
I'm course. Special? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm special, but for not, you know, for other reasons. as you can tell by that lovely voice, it's my beautiful fiance. She joined me for the second half to play a fun game, because I figured I probably did the first half of the show by myself, and it probably was boring as fuck. So, I wanted to play a fun little game, and it's called The Guessing Game. Now, The Guessing Game is... I'm going to ask her questions, and based on her answers, I'm going to have $20 at stake. So for each answer that you get correct, you'll get $2. Okay. Just going to be a total of 10 questions. And for the ones that you don't get right, you have to eat a bean boozled jelly bean. Now, for those who don't know what this is, it's jelly beans. And there's different flavors. There's good flavors, and there's bad flavors. So like, if you get a white... jelly bean, it's either going to be spoiled milk or coconut. So wow. you're gambling. So if you don't get these answers right, there's a chance you might get a coconut, or there's a chance you might get a pretty fucking disgusting one. And this edition of The Guessing Game is sex moves or wrestling moves.
Oh my god. Okay.
So how familiar are you with wrestling?
Not.
You don't know any moves?
No.
How familiar are you with sex moves? Pretty familiar.
Okay,
so... like I said, for each answer you get right, you'll get $2, and I will have to eat one of the bean bowls with beans.
Oh, got it. Cool.
So we're both kind of participating. So there's a chance you may lose, and there's a chance I may lose. So are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Lainey, come on down. It's time to play the guessing game. Please take your seat. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Looking lovely, as always. Are you ready to play this first edition of The Guessing Game? Sex moves or wrestling moves?
Ready.
First up, the Angry Dragon. Is it a wrestling move or a sex move?
Wrestling.
She guessed wrestling. Are you sure you don't want to think about it?
Wait, I can change?
You can think about it. The Angry Dragon. She's thinking.
Okay, I'll change it. To a sex move.
She's guessing sex move. That is correct.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You get 1 point.
I thought it was like an Asian guy.
It was an Asian guy.
Asian wrestler.
So that's one fucking jelly bean that I'm going to have to pick.
Hooray.
Swish these around. They're jelly beans inside this Pokemon ball. Swish them around for me.
Okay.
Okay. Wish me luck. Now, this one is a light green jelly bean. And according to this paper, it's either lime clip or lawn clippings or lime. It's not bad.
Lawn clippings? Probably tastes like spinach.
See what it is? I think that's lime. It's lime.
Well, I mean, you would know if it tastes like grass, right?
Yeah, so lime. All right. Next up. The Boston Crab. Hang on. Let me get you your thinking music. Wrestling move or sex move?
Boston Crab.
The Boston Crab.
I kind of feel like this is a sex move too.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
That is incorrect.
Oh, wow.
So now you have to eat a...
Oh, crap.
Mix it up. Don't look.
Okay, I'm not looking. What does it matter? Don't they all look the same?
There's different colors. So just which one you ever get out, describe the color so I can either explain which one it is.
Okay, so this one... Oh, crap. This one looks like it might taste terrible. It's yellow with, like, mustard yellow.
Let me see.
Spots.
That one might be caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. So try it.
It's moldy cheese. That's fucking gross, babe. That's nasty. You didn't even give me a glass of water.
Oh, would you like a glass of water? That's cold.
Yes.
Can you go get it? Hang on, let me go get you.
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right.
I didn't have to actually swallow it, did I?
No, you can spit it out. Ugh. All right, so the next one is the daisy chain.
Okay.
Now, daisy chain, wrestling move or sex move?
I want to guess sex again.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
The answer is... Sorry, wrong one. That means okay. I have to eat one.
Oh, thank God, here.
So just mix these up.
That was horrific.
Pulled one out. And this one is orange with red spots, which is either caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Oh, again.
Oh, wait, sorry.
No. Can't be.
It's either peach or barf.
Ooh, good luck.
Wish me luck on this one.
I hope you get barf.
That's peach.
Oh, you lucky shit.
Wait. I don't know. It tastes like moldy cheese. I think it's moldy cheese.
No, ooh. Mine is moldy cheese. It's half eaten right here on the table if you want to try it.
And it's peach. I can't tell. It's sweet and then it has like a... It might be barf. You hear that, or it might be my fucking horrendous breath. Oh. Okay, so next up on wrestling move or sex move, the brain buster.
Wrestling.
You don't want your thinking music?
No, I'll go with wrestling.
Wrestling. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Shit, you got it right.
Aha! Hooray! Three for you and one for me.
That, I think the one I just ate is actually barf because I'm actually starting to feel taste the aftertaste and I haven't spit it
and
out
you
yet.
Swallowed it?
No, still chewing on it. This one's like a deep purple. Like a dark purple. This one's either going to be chocolate pudding or canned dog food.
Oh, gross. I've tasted dog food before.
Really?
Let's just start for another time.
Do you have a evil stepmother? Jeez. We'll get into that eventually. All right. So you guess wrestling move. So that one you got right. So far you have a total of $6. And I have to eat this either canned dog food or
woo-hoo,
chocolate pudding.
It's coffee money.
It's chocolate pudding. All right.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oops, wrong one. Okay, up next on the wrestling move or sex move. This one is the Cleveland Steamer.
Steamer.
Cleveland Steamer.
I'll say sex. It's a sex move.
Sex move?
Yes.
Shit. You gotta eat another one.
These are so easy.
I threw some in there because I figured you wouldn't know some of these.
No, I don't know them, but I mean steam, like it doesn't sound anything wrestling.
Okay, now this one is like a light green. This one's either booger or juicy pear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking terrified.
I hope you get a nasty one because I got a nasty one.
Let's see. That's fucking booger. That's booger.
Bring back old booger memories, baby.
Huh?
Bring back old memories?
I never eat my boogers. How dare you? I think I did. Yeah,
lying ass liar.
I was actually giving Aiden shit a couple of days ago. Something on TV about eating boogers. I go, you remember eating boogers? They're delicious, right? He just looked at me like, shut your mouth, Dad.
You're a jerk.
Okay, up next on the wrestling move or a sex move, the Shining Wizard.
Oh, also sounds like a sex move.
Sex move.
Yes.
Let me give you your thinking music. The Shining Wizard.
Sex move.
That answer is incorrect.
I'm going to have to look these up later because I feel like you're lying.
I wouldn't look some of these up for you. Mix them up. Reach in there. See what you grab.
I should have dropped it. Okay.
What color is it?
It's all white.
All white. This is actually not bad. It's either... Oh, I take that back. That's either coconut or spoiled milk.
Okay. It's spoiled milk.
No. It was a delayed reaction?
Oh, my God. I need water for sure this time.
All right. Let me get you some water. Hang on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, babe. That's so fucking gross. Terrible? Ugh. No, water is not going to do it. I need something different. I don't know. Give me a soda or something. Oh, that's so nasty. Why would they make these?
There's tea right here. You want tea? Your tea?
Yeah. Holy fuck. That's disgusting. And I have like a huge fear of spoiled milk. Gosh darn it.
Let me know when you recover.
Great. That's great.
So far, you have a total of a whopping $8.
Well, it was like $4 per nasty-ass jelly bean, so.
Right, up next on the guessing game, the donkey punch. The donkey punch.
Now, that sounds like wrestling. It sounds like it could go either way.
Think about it, the donkey punch.
Oh. You know what? No, sex.
God damn it. Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Yes.
Shit. I gotta eat one. That one's correct.
You've only got one nasty one, so.
So this one, again, is either gonna be...
No, get another one.
Another one?
If it's something you've already eaten, yuck.
I don't know what this one is. It's either a strawberry smoothie or dead fish.
Oh, yes. Eat it.
Eat it?
Yes. It's not fair.
Oh, I really want to throw up. Hang on. Whatever it is, it's not bad. I don't know what it is. It tastes like a regular jelly bean. It's not bad. So, all right. On to the next one.
I have, like, horrible luck. I only ate two, and they're both gross.
Yeah, but you're winning. So I lost that one. The fish hook.
Oh, that's a sex move.
The fish hook. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Yes. What?
Just kidding. Shit! Okay. I gotta get some fresh ones because I can't tell at first. It's either like a delayed one or, well, this one's either gonna be a strawberry smoothie or dead fish again. There we go. That's nice and sweet.
Oh, whatever.
Nice and sweet. So the next one is the F5. The F5. Wrestling move or sex move?
Wrestling.
That answer is correct.
Cool.
God damn it. I think I may have marked these wrong.
What do you mean you marked them wrong? So that I was right or?
Boston crap, you said it was wrestling? Either way, I'll figure it out at the end after.
Oh my god.
Okay, so this one is a light green. This is either going to be lime or lawn clippings.
Ah, I should choose a different one. Okay.
You want to choose a different one?
Yes.
All right, make
you
it more fun.
You already tried that one.
Well, that actually might be booger or juicy pear.
You already got booger. That's the only bad one you got.
No, is it? This one's either going to be chocolate pudding or canned dog food?
Okay, go.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Jesus. That's fucking canned dog food. Ooh. That was instant. You know, the other ones had like a delayed reaction. That one was fucking instant. Next one. Wrestling move or sex move?
Okay.
This is the last and final one. Sweet chin music.
Sweet chin music.
Yes.
Wrestling.
Are you sure?
Be Why bouncing, do you tell me I'm not sure? Cause...
Could be bouncing balls off your chin, making sweet chin music.
How the fuck did that?
I don't know. I'm trying to throw you off.
Like the whap whap?
The whap whap? The fuck is that? No. What sex move are you doing? The whap whap.
Okay. Wrestling. Mm-mm.
Wrestling. Yeah. Final answer.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Aha.
So according to this, you won $12.
Yay.
$12. And me.
You lose. Get out.
Last and final Bean Boozle of the day. And this one is either going to be rotten egg or buttered popcorn.
Oh, my God. These are my favorite candies, by the way, and you're killing it for me.
I'm going to play with the kids.
Oh, God. These are my favorite candies ever.
All right. Last and final one. It's either going to be gross or really good, rotten apple or buttered popcorn.
No, you said rotten egg, didn't you?
That's not good.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
It's rotten egg.
Aha.
Ugh. That was disgusting. So far I got three bad ones.
Booger, rotten egg, and dog food.
Yep.
And I got bad cheese and bad milk.
Yep. So that was our first edition of The Guessing Game. Wrestling moves or sex moves.
And I win.
Thank you, Elaine, for joining me on this first edition of Wrestling moves or sex moves. I'll be right back. I'm going to take a break.
I'm going to get some freaking water.
Fucking rinse out my mouth with all this ugly shit. Thank you, baby, for sitting in.
You're welcome.
We'll be back again. Well, she'll be back. She'll be back on to catch up and stuff. Should be fun.
Okay.
Say hello to all our listeners.
Hi, listeners.
You lose. Get out.
You lose. Get out.
I win.
Now go do the dishes.
No. That is not going to happen. All right. Thank you, baby. That's it for this show. Hopefully you guys dug it. Hopefully it wasn't too fucking boring. Sorry it took so long to put some shit out, but like I said, you know, I'm going to try to make this more frequent. And I want to make this a more interactive show, so if you guys can, send me some feedback. Tell me I suck, or tell me don't do a fucking solo show ever. Or if you think it's cool that I actually want to do some solo shit, you know, hit me up with some words of encouragement or whatever. That sounds kind of sad and pathetic. Hit me up with some words of encouragement. But realistically, if you guys hit me up and say, hey, dude, that shit is funny, or hey, dude, I want to hear some more shit, then it's going to, you know, make me want to go out and do some more shit. But for the most part, I'm going to try to have Elaine on here. I kind of need somebody to douche out with, and it's kind of sad, actually. So, yeah. So, like I said, hit me up at Uneducated Humor on Twitter. You can hit me up on the email. I don't know if fucking anybody emails anymore. But like I said, I want to go big with this show, and I want to start doing some stuff. So I have some big plans. So hopefully this goes well, and that'll be some good encouragement, you know. So if you can, leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, wherever the fuck you listen to us at. Just leave a review, because the more you spread the word, the more this show grows. And the more the show grows, is the more motivation for me to want to do bigger things. Now, I'm not holding my shit hostage, like, hey, if you don't do this. But if you do, you know, I'll send you some stickers, or because I have a fucking shit ton of stickers and stuff. So I'll send you some stickers. You know, just send me a screenshot of the review. I'll send you some stickers and, you know, thank you and stuff. And I want to give a shout out to my buddies. You know, I've been fucking toying with this idea of putting shit out there, and I've been putting it out there like, hey, I'm going to record some stuff. So I wanted to thank my buddy Joe from the Pod Block show. I've been telling him, hey, man, I'm going to put out this show. He's like, what the fuck ever, dude? Just fucking put it out. I understand. I've been fucking like telling him, I'm going to do this. And I want to thank my other buddy, PJ Krause. He has a really good show. It's on mental health. And given the past couple years, you know, I think the last time I recorded something, Robin Williams had just committed suicide. And now you had Chris Cornell and then the guy from Linkin Park, Chester Bennington. And my buddy PJ Krause's show is a good show for mental health. You know, he talks about his struggles with depression and stuff. So do me a favor and check out his show, Going Mental. You can Google it, or you know, you can find him on Facebook, and he has all his stuff right there. But yeah, I think you can find him on Podomatic. Podomatic is where he has his stuff at. You know, thank you to everybody that, you know, I was putting shit on Snapchat, like, hey, you know, I was posting pictures of me with the microphone, and everybody was like, oh yeah, cool, I'm gonna hear this shit. And if this is your first time listening, do me a favor, go back to the past episodes and check those out before you judge me on this shit alone. You know, it's probably fucking boring, and I'm rambling on right now. So, hit me up on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at ArnoldM562. You can follow me on Snapchat. I think it's at MELE562. It's basically just a lot of pictures and videos and stuff of me being an idiot with my kid. But eventually I want to do, you know, create a Snapchat and an Instagram page for Uneducated Humor. Hope you guys dug it. Like I said, give me some feedback. Let me know. That being said, I'm Arnold. Suck it easy, guys. Damn, it feels good to be back.